Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Loose Customs, a division of J. Walton Automotive, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene, whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here's your host, David Swope.
Good morning and Saturday morning, and that means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. I'm your host, David Swope, and we'll be talking about automotive and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene each and every week here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team. We invite you to get involved by calling 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into the all the action. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we'll be talking about it. This is New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports-related activities with a full hour here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team. And let's get right into drag racing. Dale Worsham powered to the top funny car qualifying spot Friday at the Lucas Oil NHRA Nationals in Brainerd International Raceway. The defending champion broke the track time record with a 3.856-second pass at 326.71 miles per hour in his Toyota Camry. Tony Schumacher led in top fuel, Bo Butner in pro stock, and Angel Sampley in pro stock motorcycle. Schumacher, an eight-time season champion, had a 3.712 at 323.50. Butner had a 6.622 at 207.78 in his Chevy Camaro, and Sampley ran a 6.848 at 194.94 on a Buell. The rain-delayed top fuel and funny car finals from the NHRA Northwest Nationals will be run Saturday, that's today, in the third qualifying session. Worsham will face Ron Capps in funny car, and Steve Torrance will race Antron Brown in top fuel. Ron Capps, who holds a commanding lead in the NHRA Mellow Yellow Drag Racing Series funny car standing, arrives at Brainerd's with a category best four event titles this year through 16 races, and coming off a career best performance with a best elapsed time of 3.843 seconds at 330.23 miles per hour in Seattle. Capps, with a 189-point lead over Courtney Force, can extend that by 20 on Saturday if he beats Worsham in the rain-delayed Seattle final round. Brainerd and the U.S. Nationals, to be held over Labor Day weekend near Indianapolis, close out the 18-race Mellow Yellow season. The points payout in the U.S. Nationals are increased by 50%. Each round win is worth 30 points instead of the customary 20, meaning the event winner will earn 150 of the 100 at the other 23 Mellow Yellow events. After Indy, the top 10 drivers in each pro category will earn opportunities to race for the world championships in six countdown to the championship playoffs that run concurrently with regular Mellow Yellow competition. At that point, points for the top 10 are reset, with a regular season winning starting the countdown opener at Charlotte with 2,110, which includes 20 bonus points for finishing first in the regular season. Second place starts with 30 points behind, with 2,080, and following contenders drop at 10-point increments through the 10th position. Your top 10 in top fuel: Antron Brown with a 100-point lead over Doug Collada, Steve Torrance, Brittany Force, and Tony Schumacher. In pro stock, your top five: Jason Line, Greg Anderson, 30 points back, and it's pretty much been all Line Anderson this season. Bo Butner, 510 points back. Alan Johnson and Vincent Nobile driving for Napa round out your top five. Pro stock motorcycles, you got Eddie Craik and 89 points back. Andrew Hines, Angel Sampley, Gerald Savoy. It's with your top four. When you think about drag racing, how can you not think about Yearwood Performance? Since 1968, Yearwood has been getting it done. Yearwood Performance is the expert, giving you the edge you need on the track and the street. Knowledge of what to use and how to use it. Carburetors, intake, hoses, fittings. They've got nitrous, and you know you want it. It's New Mexico's oldest and largest speed shop. Year-round performance, two great locations, 341 Eubank, just south of I-40, and 9674 Eagle Ranch Road for all you Westsiders, so it's really convenient to do that. As a matter of fact, if you forgot to pick up racing fuel, you know that you can get that done. Just swing by there. They got Torco racing fuel ready to go. Buy local, save time and money, Yearwood Performance. You want to go local drag racing? Next weekend, actually, it's a Friday night event. Yearwood, take it to the track. It will also have the New Mexico Mopar Challenge. And let me tell you, with what Mopar has been putting out from the factory, there ought to be a lot of cars there and really something that you want to go check out. But mark your calendars for Labor Day. It's going to be a great Friday-Saturday double feature out there, the Labor Day Bash with jet cars, Altered, Funny Cars, Real Outlaw Door Slammers, and the Friday night combo series. But they'll come back on Saturday and have a bracket race. And if you haven't seen the Real Outlaw Door Slammers, you definitely want to check that out. Ben Kennedy, the great grandson of NASCAR founder Bill France Sr., earned his first career NASCAR National Series victory by capturing the Camping World Truck Series race on Wednesday night at Bristol Motor Speedway. The unpretentious and well-respected 24-year-old was the first France family member to win a NASCAR National Series race. It's coming off his 63rd career start in the series by leading the final 20 laps. Kennedy has driven for four different teams in trucks since 2013. He has had seven top five finishes and 21 top tens with a previous career best of third. He earned the race ninth in the series. He earned the race ninth in the series standing, the same spot he finished in the first 2 years of the series. But he could finish higher in 2016 as the win would qualify him for and the GMS racing team for the eight-driver series field. In the standing, got William Byron solidly with five wins over Matt Crafton, Johnny Sauter, Christopher Bell. Of course, Ben Kennedy in there, fifth with his victory, and John Hunter Niemiercek with a victory. Daniel Hemric and Timothy Peters right now are making the cutoff just on points. Hendrick Motorsports has signed 18-year-old driver William Byron, who has already broke the Camping World Truck Series for wins by a rookie in a season with five victories. Byron will drive the Xfinity Series in 2017 for JR Motorsports, a team co-owned by Rick Hendrick, Dale Earnhardt Jr., and Earnhardt's sister, Kelly Earnhardt Miller. Byron's stock car career started at JR Motorsports when he spent 2014 and 2015 racing late models at short tracks. He has scored major accomplishments in his short career, including winning the 2015 K&N Pro Series East Regional Championship and now leading the Truck Series while driving for Kyle Busch Motorsports. This hiring sets up Hendrick for a potential transition into the driver's lineups. Six-time Sprint Cup champion Jimmy Johnson and Dale Earnhardt Jr., currently recovering from a concussion, are signed through only 2017, and struggling driver Casey Kane is signed through 2018. Byron signing also snatches one of the top drivers away from the current Toyota stable of talent to the Chevrolet-backed Hendrick. JGR signed Eric Jones last week, so it looks like a real youth movement there. We got a whole lot more coming up, including we're going to actually go to Bristol and catch up with Bob Pockris, find out a little bit about the Xfinity race last week, and of course we're going to talk about with only four races left, what does the chase scenario look like, and get the latest update on Dale Earnhardt Jr. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team with David Swart, the fastest radio host in the West.
Stop by New Mexico Bank and Trust and let's talk about love. Love of family, friends, your career, or even life itself. You name it, and there's a little love in there somewhere. At New Mexico Bank and Trust, we love building strong relationships with people like you. And by getting to know what you love, we can help you enjoy more of those things dear to your heart. And it all begins with a friendly talk at New Mexico Bank and Trust. Get to know the bank that gets to know you.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Experience the atmosphere of a true Celtic pub right here in New Mexico. Two Fools Tavern whisks you across the pond into the heart of Dublin or Scotland's Glasgow. Enjoy our extensive menu with fine pub fare, including Two Fools award-winning fish and chips, while sipping on one of our extensive craft beers, or explore one of the largest whiskey selections, including over 100 single malt scotches. Two Fools Tavern, proud sponsor of Lobo Soccer, located on Central in Knob Hill, where the crack is mighty.
Hi, Joe O'Neill with ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. We would like to invite you to join us as a player in the most exciting app ever. Yup, bigger than Candy Crush, Pokemon Go, and Clash of Clans. And best of all, it's free to download and free to play. It goes live in September, but you can get pre-registered now to ensure you'll have the app developed by the same guy that designed Madden NFL. Pixar animation and HD. This is gonna rock. Interactive in-game and live. Players can play by themselves, in groups, as well as win fun stuff throughout the game. Watching NFL games playing this app will never be the same. Don't be on the sideline for the next big pop culture phenomenon. For more information, visit 1017theteam.com. Jump the line and pre-register with ESPN Radio 1017 The Team. Go to 1017theteam.com. In seconds, you'll be glad you did. There'll be millions of people wishing they had jumped the line. Don't miss out. 1017theteam.com. 1017theteam.com.
Join ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team at Rush Truck Center this Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for a technician job fair and appreciation day. Diesel mechanic professionals seeking your next career move? Check out Rush Truck Center, the largest class 5 through 8 dealer network in North America. Get your career in high gear and join this thriving team. Lunch provided by Rudy's Barbecue. Rush Truck Center, the regional premier Peterbilt dealer. 6521 Hanover, south of I-40. Rush Truck Center, the total solutions provider for all makes and models. RushAlbuquerque.com.
Hi, this is Misty with Best Painting. Summer is almost over, and the honey-do list has not gotten any smaller. Call me at Best Painting and let us help you with that painting project. Best Painting professionals are experienced and courteous, with quality, clean work, including stucco and drywall repair. Call today and receive one free room when you paint the whole interior, and an additional $50 gift card when you do the exterior, too. Our name says it all. Best Painting, 385-6173. That's Best Painting, 385-6173.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Loose Customs, a division of J. Walton Automotive, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And we're going to go to Bristol Motor Speedway now and catch up with Bob Tokris with ESPN. How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing great, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. So first thing I want to do is just kind of jump into the status on Dale Earnhardt Jr. What is his status on getting back in the car?
Well, Dale Earnhardt Jr. Said a couple weeks ago that his schedule is to see a doctor this coming week, and once he sees his doctors, then they can, you know, kind of give him, they give him an idea of whether he can get back in a car or not. He said that he would like to test at least a late model before he gets back in. So, you know, so there definitely is time if the doctors give him the okay for him to race next week at Michigan. He said that the doctors check him every few weeks. So, you know, I don't know if he has a great idea of whether he will be approved, but the thing is that he has been a little bit more active in social media the last few days. And on another little bit of twist to this story, Jeff Gordon said Friday, he told me that he would not be able to race Michigan, that he has a prior commitment. So if Dale Earnhardt Jr. can't go next week at Michigan, it would be Alex Bowman behind the wheel of the number 88 car.
Has there been any talk even beyond Michigan at this point, whether maybe there's been a contingency plan for the remainder of the season?
You know, I think, you know, with brain injuries, it's extremely difficult to tell. You know, that there's no set time period. It's not like a kind of a broken arm or something where you may say, well, you know, typical recovery is 4 to 6 weeks. So one thing that Dale Earnhardt Jr. showed on Instagram the other day is that he does some he does a computer generated 3D kind of test where he wears glasses and it forces his eyes to work together. It tries to make him cross-eyed and everything. And the results of those tests are then sent to his doctors each day digitally. So, you know, so they can monitor his progress on a day-to-day basis. From the doctors I've talked to who are not treating Dale Jr. but are familiar with brain injuries, say that typically you would want to have 3 or 4 consecutive days where you don't have these vision difficulties or balance difficulties before you're kind of ready to take the next step in order to try to prepare to get back in a race car.
Wow, that's pretty significant. What do you think of the move by Hendrick and snatching up Will and Byron? I mean, with 5 victories on the Camping World season, new record as a rookie, do you see that as maybe kind of a contingency plan down the road when you only have Jimmy Johnson, and which I can't imagine Jimmy Johnson going anywhere at this point, but Jimmy and Junior only under contract to 2017 and Casey Kane 2018?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, you look at those 3 guys and you say, you know, what are the chances that either Johnson or Dale Junior either aren't going to renew or are going to renew for a very short term before they retire. Obviously, with Casey Kane's struggles, you would think that he would have to improve immensely for Hendrick to want to keep him beyond 2018. So, you know, yeah, I think Hendrick certainly building for the future. You have a driver who's been not only impressive in the Camping World Truck Series, but a driver who's only really been racing full-fledged stock cars since 2014, and in reality, you know, kind of started legends like the year before. So it's not like this guy's been racing since he was 5 years old. This is a guy who seems to have picked it up very quickly, and so far, he has obviously, you know, performed well in won races. It'll be interesting to see when he runs for Junior Motorsports in the Xfinity Series next year if the dynamic of that series continues where the Gibbs cars seem to be the best cars week in and week out. You know, what does William Byron do? Does he help elevate his team? Does he get that car better throughout race weekends and week in and week out, or does he struggle?
Well, and you make a great point. I mean, the whole setting up for, you know, the super team battle between Hendrick Motorsports and JGR. I mean, JGR, you know, just a week, 2 weeks tops, you know, signing Eric Jones to a contract. It really seems to be kind of a youth movement almost ahead of, you know, what we typically refer to as silly season. It almost seems like, you know, they're trying to capture these free agents, you know, this youth movement before other people jump in. What are your thoughts on the Eric Jones
talk? I think they better, because
yeah.
I mean, you look at how many more years does a Matt Kenseth have left?
What, right.
2, 3, maybe 4 at the most. Jimmy Johnson, you know, if he extends beyond 2017, you probably don't see him running more than 3 more years. Dale Jr. is in his 40s. You know, Greg Biffle, next year is his last year with his contract, and Roush, you know, but does he really continue? You know, and then you even look at a guy like Kevin Harvick, you know, he's been around racing Cup since 2001. How much more will he want to do it beyond another 4 or 5 years? So you better start developing and cultivating talent now, because, you know, there's certainly certainly appears that there will be several open rides over the next 3, 4, 5 years.
It's true when you put it in that perspective. It's like, well, I mean, we've had, you know, a lot of great drivers at the top for quite a while, and yeah, absolutely, at some point, you know, I mean, especially with concussions and everything else that, you know, might be affecting it overall. But last night's Xfinity race, Bristol, what a fantastic battle down at the end, when effectively, you know, you could have thrown a blanket over the top 6 spots, and then of course you got Keselowski and Busch looking like they got a little bit of a rivalry going on again, and I wonder if that's going to carry over to Sprint Cup. Who were your thoughts on the finish last night at Bristol?
Well, I mean, I thought it was a really good race. You know, it's good, you know, people, you know, talk about, you know, should Cup drivers be in Xfinity or not, and I think there should be a good mix and a way to make it so that you can have kind of the best of both worlds. And because, you know, you see that and you're like, that was a great race. You had young drivers, you had veteran drivers all in that mix there, over the final 20 laps. And, of course, you know, Brad Keselowski and Kyle Busch are side by side at Bristol.
Right.
Stuff tends to happen more often than not. And, you know, surprisingly, they saw it two different ways. Imagine that, Dave.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And I knew that was going to happen. As a matter of fact, I stayed tuned longer, you know, just to see if there was going to be, like, issues in the pits, you know, because it gets pretty heated out there. But what a fantastic finish. I mean, everybody, you know, had a chance to win. And, I mean, the high line looked like it came in really early and fantastic. But I just jump into Sprint Cup now. JGR qualifying 1-2-3. For the race tonight, continued dominance. When you look at that group, I mean, out of those four, you know, the four JGR drivers, who's got the edge in this race, and then who really sets himself up for the chase scenario?
Well, I mean, I think you would look at it and you'd say, you know, are you gonna bet against Carl Edwards, guy who's won here most recently and appears to, you know, is very good at this track. He's going to be a guy, Kyle Busch, you know, he hasn't really liked Bristol very much since they made the changes, a few years ago, but, with the changes they have made to the track for this weekend, and they added more sealer to the bottom groove overnight to hope that the bottom groove, is usable at least for a good portion of the race. Yeah. So, you know, he may like it more. I think the question for him is, you know, does he have, you know, we've seen him perform well when he isn't even happy with the race car. So,
yeah.
You know, that there's always the chance when, even if he isn't the most happy with the track, that he can pull one off. And then don't overlook Kenseth Third and Denny Hamlin either.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, I was just thinking about Denny Hamlin, because he is quietly sitting, you know, in fourth in the standings. It just continues to kind of get it done, but this has got to be the quietest I've actually, you know, heard Denny Hamlin in years. Coming off a victory at the Daytona 500 and what he's accomplished this season, is this guy, is he just setting himself up as a sleeper? Is he just trying to kind of stay out of the limelight? Or is it just there's so many other big stories, like, you know, the Dale Jr. story, that he just hasn't had as much press this year?
Well, I think in some ways it's kind of the, especially in this chase system, the Daytona 500 win kind of result. And, you know, you win that first race and you kind of know you're in the postseason. And so you kind of, just go about your business the rest of the regular season often. And you can experiment and you can try things. And, you know, you're not worried on a week-to-week basis about results. Now, you're worried about performance. You know, are you leading laps? Are you making progress in some areas where maybe you thought you were deficient? But you aren't sweating out, you know, whether you finish fifth or tenth. And so I think Denny, you know, has just, you know, he knew that he and that team knew they were in the chase. Don't forget they started the year with a new crew chief and Mike Wheeler, yeah, Rookie Cup crew chief. So, you know, it's taken them some time to mesh. And taking some time for Mike to and Denny to get that working relationship for full, you know, for full long cup races, you know, to together. So, you know, I think they're going to be, they're going to challenge for the title, I think. And the question is, you know, when it comes down to those last four races, are they going to be able to execute, especially, you have to look at the guy behind the wheel and Hamlin, you know, with the number of pit road penalties and everything that he's had this year. He can't have those in the final 4 weeks.
Absolutely. And it's a long season. So, you know, it's like going from college to pro. You know, you end up playing more games. And when you get there in football, And then when you get there, I mean, you're really no longer rookies by the time you make the playoffs. So Chris Buescher sitting, you know, just outside making the Sprint Cup, is he going to finish in the top 30 and actually play a spoiler to, you know, maybe Jamie McMurray or Kyle Larson or Austin Dillon at getting into the chase?
Dave, can you ask me that in about 15 hours?
Okay, yeah, one race is going to make a huge difference. Okay.
Well, but the reason I say that, Dave, is not only can you get caught up in stuff pretty easily at Bristol, but Chris Buescher is three points behind David Reagan, and this is a track, you know, remember Matt DiBenedetto, David Reagan's teammate, had a great race here, a sixth place or eighth place finish back in the spring. This is a place where, you know, the teams that don't have the most funding, you know, if they can stay out of trouble, stay on the lead lap, they can have good days. And so I think for Buescher, who obviously had a great qualifying effort making it to the final round, his key to me is not to lose a whole lot of ground today. And then, you know, when he really should have the advantage at Michigan next week, Darlington, the following week, really, you know, use those two races as kind of the stepping stone to get into the top 30 and get a little bit of cushion going into Richmond.
Awesome. All right. Well, enjoy the race this evening, and we always appreciate you coming on, Bob.
Hey, thank you, Dave.
Awesome. That was Bob Pockris. You can follow him at ESPN.com, always a great insight when you get Bob on. Hey, we got a whole lot more coming up, including we're going to talk some off-road, and then we're going to talk some sprint car racing later going on here in Albuquerque. So you've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hi, this is Bob Pockris of ESPN.com. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio Albuquerque, 101.7, The Team.
Hi, I'm Nancy Montoya with Century 21 Champions. If you live in or are moving to Valencia County, be sure to utilize the services of a true professional. I have handled hundreds of real estate transactions for the past 38 years and know the area very well. I can assist you in marketing your property or getting you into a home that's perfect for you and your family. I look forward to working for you and providing the kind of real estate service you deserve. Call me, Nancy Montoya, today, 480-2121. That's 480-2121.
Your life is unique. That's why U.S. Eagle Federal Credit Union has checking options to match your needs. From standard checking with all of the essential services to dividend checking that puts money back in your account every month for large balances. Or rewards checking that pays you cash back on transactions. At U.S. Eagle, there is a checking option that's right for you. Call 888-342-8766 or visit one of our 9 locations in Albuquerque, Bernalillo, Santa Fe, or Farmington. U.S. Eagle, where members are owners and where everyone belongs.
Bob Brown here. Everyone is counting the days until football is here so you can stop chasing little monsters all over the city and play the next big interactive sports app that lets you interact with your favorite sports team. It's a free app available in September that will rival fantasy football and bring loyalty back to your team. It's an all-sports app. Play the game, challenge your friends, and earn money while you play. Pre-register for the app, get your exclusive invitation, and become an affiliate. Visit MyAmazingSportsApp.com. That's MyAmazingSportsApp.com or call 980-4579.
Coach Eddie Golf Club, located in the mountains amongst spectacular vistas, a slice of heaven. Coach Eddie Golf Club is an 18-hole championship course designed by Robert Trent Jones II, of the earth for the spirit. Beautiful fairways and amazing greens combine for unequal playing conditions, and they all await you at Coach Eddie Golf Club. Just a short 40-minute stress-free and scenic drive from Albuquerque. Book your tee time today. Visit CoachEddieGolfClub.com, CoachEddieGolfClub.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Slayman. Does your wife complain about your snoring? Are you unable to wear your CPAP due to noise and discomfort? I have a solution for you. I can fit you with a non-restrictive, portable, and very easy to wear custom oral appliance to treat snoring and sleep apnea. There are serious health risks related to untreated sleep apnea. For a free consultation, visit drslayman.com or call 881-7586, 881-7586.
Beat the heat and win your share of $300,000 in cash and free play every weekend in August at Sandia Resort and Casino, the coolest casino in town with the hottest promotions anywhere. It's Money Madness every Friday and Saturday, $300,000 just waiting to be won. Dozens of cool cash prizes and free play winners every day. The most winners, the biggest prizes, and your first resort for summer gaming fun. Sandia Resort and Casino.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Loose Customs, a division of J. Walton Automotive, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.17. Got a special guest, Will Epps is joining us with Maverick Auto and Fabrication. How you doing this morning, Will?
Doing good. How are you?
But doing fantastic. So I was really excited to talk a little off-roading. We don't get to do enough of that here, but tell me how did you kind of get involved and get that disease where you just want to go like tear stuff up in off-roads?
Well, it started early. I grew up like where we didn't have a whole bunch of money, so I started building international scouts and samurais because you could find them all over the place, just dead and cheap.
Yeah, well, I just don't think of a samurai, as being like one of those buggies that you want to get out of Terra. I mean, how much actually additional fabrication did you have to put in that just not bend the frame on the first outing?
Yeah, it's usually trial by fire when you get a vehicle, especially when you don't know a whole lot about it and you just got it. So take it out, see what it does, and then you decide from there what needs to be the best modification for the vehicle based on frame or suspension. Maybe they don't have enough power. Suzuki Samurais are notoriously anemic.
Right.
So, it took a different engine to make it work. And then, I moved on to different things. Toyota's really where my heart is, and that's where a lot of my friends are. And there's a lot, a lot more Toyotas out there, if you will. And but fabricating any truck is always about the owner and what they want to do, not necessarily about a special formula to make it work.
Well, absolutely. And we talk a lot on the show about SEMA, and I know you've been working on a special build for that. Talk a little bit about that truck.
Yeah, the truck itself is a 2016 F-250 Platinum Edition diesel, and the owner came to me because we had done a build before that I'd helped him with, but he wanted me to really take the reins this year. So we worked with Kelderman Air Suspensions, we worked with Fox, we worked with a bunch of different people out there that came together to put this truck together with brand new products, even down to the turn signals and the mirrors. There's a lot of different things out there that this truck will be showcasing at SEMA this year. And we're more than anything, we're representing for New Mexico. It's not a whole, there's a lot of people that go out there with different cars and hot rods and motorcycles, but as far as the off-road world is concerned, there's not a lot of people out there building trucks. And so that's why we got into it. This the 2016 has a fully adjustable air ride suspension front to back. You can do it any, front, back, side to side.
Right.
But it's got 40-inch Toyos on it. It's got a custom set of wheels on it that were made. There's a whole by Specialty Forge is who made the wheels for him. Anyway, it's been a great deal of work. It's been, thousands of man hours taking things off and turning nuts the same way. And that's a whole different side of off-road that, everybody has their place.
Well, and what was cool about, and I appreciate you letting me, take a look at it. What I thought was really neat is it's not like you just threw a bunch of parts at it. I mean, you guys had gone through and actually custom built and fabricated, thus your name. Had fabricated some things on there, but even the detail of painting it and everything and how you had everything match. How much of that do you bring to the table when you're talking to the customer that brings one in and says, hey, this is kind of what I want to do. How much of that balances between you as an artist and this being your passion and balancing that with the guy that's writing the check.
Well, typically we always start with safety first.
Right.
And you know, that's really the major thing. You know, we can build whatever you want with your budget as long as you have safety in mind. You know, if you're going to skimp on brakes, you're going to skimp on things like that, then your truck's not going to get built just because it's not safe. You're going to hurt somebody.
Right.
And when it comes down to the customer and what details they want and how detail-oriented it is, that's where we really start engaging with one another. And I build a relationship with every person I build a truck with, because we spend a lot of time, you know, going back and forth about what kind of color here, what's the actual focus when we have renderings done of the vehicles. There's a lot of different things that go in that are involved, especially with the SEMA type vehicle.
Yeah. So let the listeners know where your location is.
We're right off of Candelaria and High Street, which is one block east of Edith. And we're in between the freeway and Edith is where we are. It's just a nice little street there tucked away in the corner.
Yeah, but you're getting a lot of work done there. You know, I mean, there's, you know, of course, some vehicles parked outside and stuff, but really don't know the magic that's happening inside until you really come in. Talk a little bit about, I mean, your involvement in the four-wheel drive community. I mean, not only do you build trucks, but you actually get out there and participate. And talk a little bit about, you know, some of the organizations that you're involved in.
Well, the major organization we're dealing with right now is the Wounded Warrior
Haven.
The Wounded Warrior Haven out in Cabazon. And we've been, you know, doing a lot of talks with him. We actually have, I think it's a 1952 panel Jeep.
Yeah.
At my shop. I think that's the year. It's pretty neat just all the way around, but we're building that so that he can have rides out there for all of our veterans that want to get into off-roading. It's a ranch. You can camp there. He holds events often. And that's really our major focus as of the moment. There's other four-wheel drive clubs out there that are oriented differently. You know, more hardcore rock crawlers are going to be towards Las Cruces four-wheel drive club, because they really focus and organize each individual group, so that way the guys with rock buggies aren't out there with guys in stock Jeeps, you know, having turmoil right on the trail.
Absolutely. And, of course, involvement within the New Mexico Off-Road League. I mean, they've been around a while. I mean, it's sometimes down to two members and up to, you know, 100. As it goes, I mean, as the economy goes, our hobbies go. Not hard to believe at all. I mean, where can you safely go, kind of, you know, in the greater Albuquerque area or around in the state, and experience, you know, some different levels of trails?
Well, the cool thing about New Mexico is our landscape lends itself very well to a lot of different trails. You can go to Las Lunas, there's a trail out there. You can go to Socorro, there's tons of trails there. You can go right down to Caballo Lake, and there's lots of trails there. There used to be a lot more trails in Las Cruces, but because of irresponsible rock crawling, they have started closing a lot of those trails. And that's another major reason that I'd like to get out there and start speaking to people, is because we need to be more responsible about what we're doing. There's enough damage done when we're driving up the trail. We don't need to be making more problems than there already are.
Well, and I think that's a great point, is the balance between, I mean, the landscape and the use of the landscape. And I know that the four-wheel drive community has really embraced that a lot more than I think that the press realizes. And of course, safety being a real issue. This is just off an off the wall question, because of, you know, this conversation. It almost seems like, one of the best parts about being in an organization is you almost have a guide that helps you to, you know, maybe where some of these places are, versus, I've got a lift kit on my truck. I'm just going to go out to the west side and I'm just going to like, you know, cruise around.
Right.
I mean, and it sounds to me like, you know, it's with the organizations, there's a little bit more mutual support. And of course, you should never go out there by yourself. I mean, what if you turn the truck upside down, right?
And so, that's the number one rule, is you shouldn't be anywhere off-road by yourself. You should have a two-truck minimum. Always go with a buddy. You never know what's going to happen. You know, arroyos wash out all the time because of the loose dirt here. There's a lot of things that could happen on your own. And even with another vehicle, you may not even be able to get out of. But at least there's another one there that might be able to get you to town to get some real help. And we always encourage everybody to make sure that they have somebody that knows the terrain that they're wheeling, especially if they've never been there before, just to keep from, you know, safety, number one, between building the truck and using the truck. Safety is number one.
That's fantastic. Hey, how would people connect with you, Will?
You guys can find us on Facebook, which is Mavericks Auto and Custom Fabric, Custom Welding on Facebook. And then you can come down to the shop, of course. You can find our ad in the New Mexico Motorsports Magazine. And our phone number is 505-974-9541.
Awesome. Hey, thanks for making the trip out this morning.
Thanks for the invite.
All right. We got a whole lot more coming up on the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio. 101.7 The Team.
Hi, this is Al Unser, four-time winner of the Indy 500. You've been listening to David Swope for the New Mexico Motorsport Report on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team.
Napa Auto Parts presents NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Know-How with Chase Elliott and Dale Earnhardt Jr.
In order to enter a Sprint Cup driver's meeting, all rookies must learn the secret handshake.
How does that go again?
Follow me. All right, you got it?
Yeah, but now everyone else knows it.
We're on radio, Chase. Radio. They can't see anything.
Tune in next time for more Napa Know-How with Chase and Dale Jr. Pig skinned alive, fumble brewskis, gridiron giants, fantasy footballers, Twin Peaks is talking to you. The season is upon us and you need to get your draft in here. Commissioners receive $50 to Twin Peaks just for booking, special prices on popular menu items, and $10 vouchers for every owner. One lucky member of First and Tendonitis or Vince Lombardi could even win Twin Peaks for an entire year. Head for higher ground, head for Twin Peaks.
Are you in the market for a new home purchase? If so, are you receiving lender credits from your lender? Lender credits are simply this. The lender will help you pay your closing costs. As a mortgage broker, Indigo Mortgage can be paid by the lender, and if the rate chosen pays more than our fees, we must roll that extra money to you, the borrower. Banks and other lenders do not have to roll these credits to you. Indigo Mortgage can offer the same or better rates as that of banks and other lenders, but we can also add lender credits. This can save you thousands of dollars in closing costs. So when shopping for the best rate, make sure to ask if your lender offers lender credits. Call Indigo Mortgage and see if we can save you thousands of dollars in closing costs with lender credits. On the net at IndigoMortgage.net or call 836-5700. That's 836-5700. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. NMLS 188-348.
New Mexico leads the nation in alcohol-related deaths, and that's exactly why at Whitener Law Firm we sue drunk drivers. Morning, noon, and night, be careful out there. And remember, after a crash, don't accept quick cash. Call 883-RUSS.
You never know when your weekend recreation will become an unexpected bone and joint problem. When it does, UNM Sandoval Regional Medical Center can get you moving again. Surgeons, physical therapists, and imaging at our Rio Rancho location, where we put you and your health first.
Easy, you're on the freeway.
Sorry, I've never driven a car before.
What? Back at the dealership, you knew exactly what you were doing.
Oh, I know I'm an excellent candidate for a car loan. I pulled an 809 FICO score at Experian.com. I've just never been behind the wheel.
You know how to buy a car, but you've never driven one?
Pretty much. So, if I buy this bad boy, I'm going to need you to throw in some driving lessons.
Get your credit swagger on. Become a member of Experian Credit Tracker and find out your FICO score powered by Experian. FICO scores are used in 90% of credit decisions.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Loose Customs, a division of J. Walton Automotive, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Hey, let's jump into a programming note here. 9 a.m. FM Sports Saturday on deck. Fred Holberg and Marty Watts coming at you. 10 a.m. New Mexico Sports, the New Mexico Golf Report. 11 a.m. The Henry T. Show. 1 p.m. Caliber Sportsman Show. 2 p.m. We're going to have the Mets versus the Giants. and at 5 p.m., Dodgers versus Reds. Tomorrow, we're going to have Olympic coverage starting at 8:15 a.m. with a bronze medal game. At 11 a.m., Dodgers versus Reds. 12:30, the Olympic basketball gold medal game. 6 p.m., we're going to have the Mets versus the Giants. Hey, join me this coming Friday from 11 to 2 for a technician and job fair appreciation day over at Rush Truck Center. Hey, diesel mechanics, diesel professionals looking for your next career move, check out Rush Truck Center, the largest Class 5, 8 dealer network in North America. Get your career in high gear and join this thriving team. Lunch is provided by Rudy's Barbecue. Rush Truck Center, the regional premier Peterbilt dealer at 6521 Hanover. That's just south of I-40, west of Coors. Rush Truck Center, the total solutions provider for all makes and models. You can check them out at rushalbuquerque.com. And, you know, when you're looking for cool things to do around New Mexico, as far as motorsports is concerned, the New Mexico Rods and Rides magazine is available. It's New Mexico's only custom car builder magazine with full monthly color features such as a business spotlight, reader fever, and a complete listing of all New Mexico car clubs. You can pick up a copy at any Napa store in Albuquerque, Rio Rancho, Las Lunas, Belen, and down in Socorro. It's absolutely free. Contributing columns such as Showtime, Old Time Fun, and the monthly cover car has made New Mexico Rods and Rides magazine a local favorite for over 6 years. Pick up your latest copy today. Let's jump into the Unser Museum Racing event calendar. Tonight, the Bass Pro Shops night race at Bristol Motor Speedway. IndyCar, you got tomorrow, you got the ABC Supply 500 at Pocono Speedway. Formula One next Sunday, Grand Prix of Belgium at Spa. NHRA going on this weekend, the 25th annual Lucas Oil NHRA Nationals in Brainerd. Albuquerque Dragway next Friday, you got the Yearwood Take It to the Track and the New Mexico Mopar Challenge. Labor Day Bash, mark your calendar, is Friday and Saturday, September 2nd and 3rd. You want to go check out some cool sprint car racing? You can head out to Sandy Motor Speedway this weekend with Wing Sprints. Racing gets started at 6:30 for the Clash of Clay. And joining us right now is the local legend, Chuck Jackson. How you doing this morning, Chuck?
Doing good, David. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm doing good, doing good. Getting ready to run some sprint cars this evening. Talk a little bit about sprint car racing in New Mexico. I mean, you've been around a long time, and what maybe we could come out and see this evening out at Sandia Speedway.
Well, the sprint car racing is doing pretty well here in New Mexico. They're getting better every year. Tonight, we'll have the 305 wing cars out there. You know, hopefully have pretty decent field of cars, and track's been in good shape this summer. You know, it's a little cooler tonight, so should stay nice and heavy, and should be a great night of racing.
So talk a little bit about for the, you know, listeners that maybe don't know the difference between, say, a wing and a non-wing. As a driver, one, do you have any preference as to wing or non-wing? And two, you know, how is the handling characteristic different?
Well, I have a preference. I really like the wing cars better. It seems like I have better control of it and can go quite a bit faster than you do in the non-wing cars. You know, as far as driving techniques and skills, both of them take, I'm not that good at it. It takes a lot of skill to be good at it. I have a lot of fun at it, but the non-wing cars, they're a lot of fun too. You know, you really have to hang on and drive those around. You know, you really have to have a good sense of what I call balance to drive the non-wing cars. You know, when we were kids, we could see the lights and just slide right across that ice and wave at everybody as we were sliding across the ice. And that's kind of what driving a sprint car is like, except as you get older, you kind of pucker up as you slide across that ice and hope you don't fall too hard.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, and I think that for some reason the crowds, and maybe it's because of the World of Outlaws series, that the, you know, the wing sprints tend to kind of draw more of a crowd. But I really appreciate the thing that you really hit on, which was having fun. And we all know, I mean, both you and I have been track operators, and we know that it really kind of comes down to, you know, just having some fun, because, you know, we can't all compete on the highest levels, but you can go out and have a good evening entertainment. You can, you know, enjoy a hot dog, hang out, and after the races, go in the pits and actually, get to meet people. Talk a little bit about kind of the sprint car community, and what it's like, you know, to connect in the pits after a race.
Well, you know, that's probably the main reason we do it, is because we have our friend bases at the local racetracks, both here and in southern New Mexico and El Paso. And you know, the people really are the fun part about it. You know, they're a good group of people, having to be close to a fire truck right now. So if you hear that horn in the background. but, you know, it's a lot of fun. I spend a lot of time with my cousin, Stan, who's my main helper, and Jonathan, the other young guy that helps us a lot. And you know, we have a fairly decent reputation at the track. We haven't been in too many fights lately, so people come up and shake our hands and ask how the old man's doing. We usually have a good time at the races, especially after the races, you know.
Yeah.
When we don't have to drive back to Albuquerque or something, we can spend some time at the track and load up leisurely and talk about how fast we thought we were that night.
Awesome. It always gets better after the race. I mean, you were a superstar just, you know, 20 minutes before, whether it actually turned out the way. But talk a little bit about Jackson Compaction. I mean, you know, local business, you've been in the community for years, New Mexico Spring and Suspension, I mean, working on the big trucks. Just let people know, you know, where you're located and, you know, a little bit about the business.
Sure, David. Thanks for asking. We have a roll-off company, and we, you know, the biggest part of our business probably right now is fixing compactors and balers and doing installs and selling those things. That's the invisible part of our business that nobody really sees, but that's a big, big part of what we do over there. You know, we have the roll-off company, which is pretty visible with the trucks going up and down the street and the cans. And then, you know, what I spend my time on is heavy truck salvage and doing big trucks. We buy quite a few trucks throughout the year and sell a fair amount of trucks complete. We wholesale a lot of our trucks going into Mexico, and you know, their secondhand trucks have pretty much served their useful life, and we take what's left of them that's reusable and try to recirculate that and save some of the local people money on their truck needs, and that's what we do.
Fantastic.
Been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, I was going to say, you guys are a staple there on 2nd Street, just south of Osuna. Hey, we really appreciate you joining us this morning, and wish you luck this evening.
Okay, thanks for calling, Dave, or thanks for letting me enjoy your show and be on your show with you, and thanks for all you do for the motorsports community.
Awesome, we really appreciate that. Thank you, Chuck. All right, you can go out this evening. Racing starts at 6:30 at Sandia Speedway. They're going to have wing sprints. They're going to have modifieds. They're going to have a complete feature. So if you haven't been out there this season, you want to go out and check out everything that's going on. Hey, if you're you know, thinking about doing a custom build, I mean, there's still time. You know, get your car out and show and shine for the rest of the season. But maybe you want to work on something special in the off season. For more than 30 years, J. Walton Automotive has been providing exceptional quality full service auto repair. Professional, but not a big shot. Professional, where they know your name, and phenomenal custom service, including a free shuttle service. And now it's the home for Loose Customs. Show quality paint and complete custom builds and restoration, including creative fabrication and high-performance engineering. You can check them out at 9401 Central, just a mile north of either the Wyoming or Eubank Gaines for Kirtland Air Force Base, jwaltonautomotive.com, or Loose Customs on Facebook. As a matter of fact, Napa's got a raffle going on right now, an opportunity to win a Chevy Corvette. It's got all these cool features signed by several veterans. Proceeds are going to benefit the 1082 group here, which helps with fallen officers as well as intrepid fallen heroes. Check them out. You know, Google Napa. Find out where you can get more information about that. Hey, I can't believe we've raced through another New Mexico Motorsports Report, but we will be back next week from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. with a lot more great stories, and invite you to you know, get involved. Come out and see us at the track, and support your local racing. This has been the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7, The Team.
Thank you for listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report presented by Napa Auto Parts, Loose Customs, a division of J. Walton Automotive, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine here on ESPN Radio 1017 The Team. Join us again next week where your host David Swope will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it.
KQTM Rio Rancho Albuquerque, your hometown radio station.